I don't think it's rare just for this football club. I've been in football for 20-odd years now, and I've certainly never known a situation like it. I've known for clubs to have problems with their pitch. I think Crystal Palace had a few problems a couple of years ago. But I've certainly never known a club have to relay a surface two or three games into a season during the month of August. So it's been it's been unpleasant. It's been stressful. But once the decision was made that there was no way the pitch was going to repair itself, and that was clearly evident sadly after the Ipswich game, but definitely after the Oxford game, then the decision was made to relay it. And it was then just a question of what type of surface we relayed. And we had a number of options, one of which was just to put down a natural, you know, grass option. But that did carry, according to the agronomist that we brought on board to help us with the changes, he did say that carried a fairly high level of risk in terms of having to relay the surface. So the MOT system, as you've quite rightly described it, it has artificial fibres in it. It's much more robust, reinforced, and not only do I expect it to stand up to the rest of the season, but beyond the end of this season as well.
Did you call it an agronomist?
Agronomist, yeah.
Agronomist, right.
Someone who specialises in grass, right?
Yeah, okay, got you. And obviously, when this sort of thing happens, I mean, everyone in the game was suddenly thinking, well, if the referee says it's unplayable and Reading complain that they can't play on it, then, you know, that could realistically be a huge fine, but also potentially a loss of 3 points. So we saw that with Middlesbrough many years ago when they couldn't field a team and they got fined the 3 points. Was that a very real threat in your mind?
To be honest with you, after speaking with the Football League and with Birmingham City and getting the game postponed, we've kept the Football League involved all the way through the process. We were on schedule all the way. The guys, there was a heavy downpour in this part of town on Wednesday, which meant that there was a delay of about 3 hours on Wednesday. So they finished the work at 11:15 in order to ensure the pitch was down, and we had 2.5 days or so to really work on the pitch, to flatten it, to roll it, and to get it in the best condition it can be today. Reading came to visit on Thursday. They had their head groundsman and one of their coaching staff here, and they asked various questions, looked at the surface. Our players had a light training session on it yesterday. So in our mind, there's no problem at all with it. And it's, you know, for a pitch that was put down at 11:30 on Wednesday evening, it's in good nick, and we'll just get better. The only things you can see at the moment are some of the join lines. But again, we've had independent tests on it. It doesn't affect the way the ball rolls or the bounce of the ball. So everything is, as far as we're concerned, is in place for a good game of football this afternoon.
And just explain how difficult it has been, considering this is a time of year, obviously, when you, I'm sure, would be turning your attention to the signings that you're making and players coming in and out. How difficult has it been to have this headache, if you like, to take your attention away from that?
Not in any way, shape or form helpful at all. But luckily, we've got directors of football working on player movements in and out, and they're still working on it as we're talking today. And so we've got people dealing with doing their jobs, going about them in a very professional way. This became our number one priority, and our operations manager, Alan Walsh, and his team, plus the contractors that came in and actually laid the surf and provided the MOT surface, have been superb over the past fortnight.
And the Moses Odabadjo and Andre Gray have gone out. How confident are you that the players that you're getting in can fill those large boots as far as the fans are concerned? Because those two players were brilliant last season, weren't they?
Both players were very good, and you know, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have parted company with either of them. But there were reasons for both departures. It's going to happen. When we lost Clayton Donaldson, when we lost Adam Forshaw, there were a lot of people saying, you know, what are we doing, letting players of that quality go? And all you do is you hope to bring in new players that will improve the squad, and that is what we hope we've already done, and we will continue to do so. There's a risk in all of that, of course, but the guys have searched long and hard for the players that they're looking to bring into the squad to add to what we've already got, which we believe is a high-quality squad. There is a risk, but we're confident that in time, when the players get a full chance to bed into to our way of playing and into English football, if they're coming in from abroad, then we'll hopefully be talking about Andre and Moses just in pleasant tones, but actually excited about what we're looking at and the players that we've actually got here representing the club.
And once you get today's game out of the way, hopefully with a win, do you think that there might be another one or two players coming in?
We are looking at still adding to the squad. We are hoping that we don't anticipate anyone leaving. We are working hard to bring in some players before the deadline. And if we're unable to do that, we'll continue to look to see if we can use the loan market. But the guys are working hard on that at the moment.